Good morning. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. It's going to be a fairly decent day today, correct, Jimmy?
Hot.
Super hot.
I don't think it's going to rain. I mean, it might.
Yesterday, it looked like it was going to rain all day, and then like 5 o'clock, the sun came out, and you're like, whoa, there it is. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. That's summer. As I'm starting to see since I've been here for the last month or so, it's like it could rain every day.
Of course. That's how it was when we lived in Panama City as well. You never knew what the forecast was going to hold.
Every day is 20% chance of rain. Every day.
But it's going to be nice and hot.
I guess it's nice. It's humid.
Well, it's fine. It's fine. We got Tell Me Something Good coming up in about 7 minutes. It's positive news stories put a smile on your face. And this one is actually pretty special to us as well, Jimmy, because it actually happened in Panama City, Florida.
It did. It's like national news. It is. A big story.
It is a big story, which warms my heart because Panama City tends to get a lot of negativity in the news because of spring break and all the bad stuff that happens.
Thanks, Sean Hannity.
Yeah. So seeing something positive makes us feel good. You know, we're glad to be out of Panama City, but it's always nice to see it and making national news.
See your hometown doing good stuff.
That's right. Right now, it's Selena Gomez.
Tell me something good.
It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to be a beautiful day today. Nice and hot and humid. High of 92. Right now, it is 74. All right, so if you've been in a bad mood, or, you know, you just need a little pick-me-upper, something to put a smile on your face, this will definitely do that. And this is a situation that could have ended badly for 9 people.
Very bad.
And I'm proud to say that I actually lived there because, you know, usually you don't hear positive things come out of Panama City, Florida.
No, spring break and drinking, that's it.
Yeah, it's all bad stuff. And so the fact that this story came from Panama City warms our hearts. A woman named Roberta was at the beach with her family on Saturday when her 8 and 11-year-old sons were too far out in the water. It turned out there was a really strong riptide. Now, if you've ever been to Florida in general, you know that these things can happen, and you're supposed to pay attention to the flags.
Right.
But sometimes when you're not from there, you really don't understand them.
It's also called undertow, undercurrent.
Yeah.
Where you can't see it, but under the water, it's crazy.
Yeah. That's why you don't see a whole lot of locals swimming when it's, you know, when it's a yellow flag even. Mm-hmm. So Roberta says that she thought that she was actually about to lose everyone because there was 9 people total that got stuck out there and the current kept pulling them under. And in the middle of it, her mom started having a massive heart attack in the water, which is so crazy. Luckily, though, a woman on the beach named Jessica Simmons realized what was happening and started swimming out on a boogie board. And then her husband stayed back and got everyone on the beach to form a human chain. They formed a human chain.
And how many people were in this human chain?
80 people linked arms. 80 people. This is truly a remarkable. The picture speaks volumes.
There's so many amazing pictures. And just imagine 80 people linked arm to arm. That's how far out they were. That's over 100 feet.
Yeah, and all 80 people, I mean, they're very brave to do that because in an undertow, it could have taken all 80 people. And the fact that they were brave enough to link arms and actually go out there to save all of these
strangers.
People. Yeah,
strangers.
It's truly amazing. Here is one of the kids talking about it.
We got caught in the current and, well, our mom had to go in after me and my brother. And the people made a human chain and pulled us out.
As a mama, I'm supposed to be able to protect them and do everything, and I couldn't do it that day. I had to have help, which I was eternally grateful for, that was there to be able to help me.
Just when you think the world is a crazy place and we're losing all hope because people are just turning evil, this restores your faith for sure.
It does.
80 people risk their lives to save 9 people. It really is amazing. Check it out on Facebook. Just go to your 106.3. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3 to 625. Partly cloudy skies today with a high near 91.
Whoa.
Right now it is 71 at Rupp Arena. All right, Jimmy, so what's happening in the world that we need to know?
There are now details about the Michael Phelps versus Great White Shark ring.
Yes, the trailer has been released.
It has.
Or the teaser, I guess you want to say.
One, like all of the details. And I'm just going to say they're not in a pool. They're in the same. He's in open
water. It's in the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
I'll tell you all the fishy details. I don't know. I couldn't think of them.
Oh, my.
Hold on.
I need to find my little.
Oh, thank you. This is huge YouTube news. There's a new most watched video of all time.
Oh, it's no longer Gangnam Style?
Oppa Gangnam Style. Nope. Well, it has trumped by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. See You Again. We actually play that. So we just play the Charlie Puth version, which I like better.
Yeah.
But it's from the Fast and Furious, or Furious 7, sorry, they took Fast out.
Yeah.
2.9 billion views.
Wow.
But it's about to get taken out again because Despacito already has 2.5 billion and it just came out this year. All those other videos have been out for 3 years. So that is huge breaking news in the YouTube community.
Huge.
Huge. All right. Michael Phelps is going to be swimming against a great white shark.
All right. So before you release any info, here is
This is me. I recorded this in my spare time.
Okay. Sure you did.
I did.
One trained to be the best since the day he was born. The other has been perfected by evolution. The great white shark meets the greatest of all time. Phelps versus Shark. The battle for ocean supremacy starts Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery.
And you know, is so intense.
They don't specify in the beginning who's who when they're saying he's been training since the day he was born and the other been by evolution. Who are they talking about?
I have no
but
idea.
They are going to be swimming side by side in the ocean.
Nice.
And they're going to have 15 safety divers in the water to make sure that the shark doesn't try anything
so
funny.
So they really are racing each other.
But, I mean, let's be real. Michael Phelps, at his peak, can swim up to 5 miles an hour. That's it. A great white shark can swim over 25 miles an hour. So this is like a toddler racing Usain Bolt. But I guess it's for ratings, so what do you got to do? The teaser is he going to win? No, he's not going to win.
But no. The fact is, I really want to watch this now because who in their right mind is going to race a shark? You're racing a shark.
Would you do it for $1 million? Which I'm sure probably. They're giving him more than that. But
For $1 million? Yeah.
You'd do it?
If I had that many people next to me?
Yeah, with harpoons, I'm sure, and guns, underwater guns.
I'd probably sink straight to the bottom, but Lady Gaga, it's Mandy in the morning on your 106.3. Partly cloudy skies today with a high near 91. Should be nice, hot, and humid. Right now, it's 71 in Gattytown. And being a parent is hard work. The struggle is real. We know this. But it's even tougher when you can't always make ends meet. BuzzFeed actually put together a list of 16 struggles you'll only understand if you're a broke A parent. Here's some of the highlights. So I figured this was fun. I wanted to have a little chat about this because I've definitely told my kids some stuff.
I hear them on the regular when you're on your phone with the kids.
Yeah. Some that are on BuzzFeed, they say you refuse to give anybody's movie theater snack money. Like you don't go and buy them snacks at the movie theater.
No.
You head over to old Dollar General or the Dollar Tree and stock up. Another one is you've YouTube how to give your kid a haircut to cut down on costs.
Don't use scissors.
Anywho, I want to know this morning, what do you tell your kids when you can't afford something they want? Are you like me and you just tell them straight up, sorry, we can't afford that? There has been times where I just didn't have the heart to tell my kids that I couldn't afford it, so I would just make up some crazy off-the-wall lie, like, you know.
Like there's asbestos poisoning in that building. We can't go in Burger King today.
Yeah, or I gave all my money to Grandma because she needed to borrow it.
Which isn't maybe always a lie.
No, actually one is probably true.
Yeah.
So call us up. Tell us yours. 280-1063. Chris, what do you tell your kids when you can't afford something?
You know, when my kids really want a video game or a toy a little bit more expensive, I always tell them that right now I'm allergic to video games. So, yeah, we're not even going to be able to buy that Call of Duty right now.
And that actually works for you? That works?
Usually, like, they're cool with it. They go, oh, okay, that's cool. And sometimes they just like to, you know, throw in a few sneezes and they kind of forget about it.
You are so lucky on that. My kids, forget nothing. They remember everything.
Everything.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Colleen, what do you usually tell your kids?
Well, the first thing I do is, or I did one time, was I went and tried to sell plasma and passed out. So don't try that. Okay? Because, you know, we would do anything for our children.
That's right.
But then at that point, you know, you just have to have that heart-to-heart and say, you know what? But what we can do is, here are some things around the house that I need help with, and you can start saving that money to be able to purchase that yourself.
Boom. That's winning at life right there. You've got it down, Pat.
We'll see.
It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3 to 652. Going to be partly cloudy skies today with a high near 91. Woo, it's going to be hot today. All right, so I am super excited about this. But there's something that you are doing right now that could be prolonging your life. And you don't even know it.
What?
I'm talking about coffee. Coffee. If you drink coffee, if you're a coffee drinker in any way, shape, or form, you are actually going to live longer.
Yes.
And I'm not making this up. Because according to new studies, two new studies that included a total of more than 700,000 people in 17 different countries, people who drink coffee live longer than people who don't.
What if you drink? The more you drink, does that help?
They don't say that, Jimmy.
I'm going to go with it, though.
Yeah, let's just go with it. And you know what? Here's the best part. They are like, it's not even like the caffeine that has anything to do with it. Apparently, it has some antioxidants in the coffee that is helpful. And so there you go. One professor's like, I'm not going to go as far as to say that, you know, coffee is healthy for you, but I will say that it's not harmful.
I love a good antioxidant, so. Don't crumple that up. That's good information.
I thought so, too.
It does not say anything about energy drinks on there, does it?
No. Are you kidding me right now?
Okay. Well, it's got caffeine.
It does, but I just said it doesn't have antioxidants.
Oh.
If you are a coffee drinker, if you're not a coffee drinker, maybe you should drink more. But the only thing about
coffee, it also makes you enjoy things more.
Yeah,
having
absolutely.
Caffeine.
The only problem with coffee is it turns your teeth yellow.
No,
which
it
is
doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not true. I drink coffee every single day. My teeth are crystal white. People are like, do you bleach your mouth? I'm like, no.
You done?
Yeah.
There's no way I believe that for one second. Okay. They've got things like Crest White strips.
I don't use them.
Well, just wait. You're young enough. It'll catch up with you. I do love that song. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3, 723. Gonna be nice and hot today. Partly cloudy skies with a high near 91. Jimmy, what is happening in the world that we need to know?
If you have this one characteristic, you might be a genius and everyone else is going to hate you.
This sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
Okay.
Because I have this trait.
Oh.
Yeah. But
toot,
first.
Toot. Look at you tooting your own horn.
Don't toot on the radio. That's gross.
Oh, gosh.
So Shia LaBeouf's in the news.
Bless his heart.
Not in a good way. I feel he is an interesting character.
I think he's just going through some stuff.
He's been going through some stuff for a while. But he was arrested in Georgia, and he... There's audio from him being arrested from the like the police body cams and everything. And
check
this is just part of it before
the melt. I mean, I can't play the entire thing because he says some pretty bad stuff. But if you can make it out, here is Shia LaBeouf, like, really upset with the police officer.
I have rights. I'm an American.
Come on, talk to me.
You got me in my hotel, arresting me in my hotel for doing what, sir?
Let's go.
Yo, you really got these cuffs on me heavy, bro.
I'll fix it. Yeah.
Let me out.
Listen, can we talk, me and you?
No, we can't talk nothing.
Listen.
Okay, so.
It goes on for, there's like 5 minutes of it, and it's just a lot of profanity, a lot of just stuff you can't even bleep out. Like, it's just.
And he keeps saying he's an American.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to do anything for you.
And then he said he has lawyers that have more money than you know what to do with.
Millionaire lawyers.
Yeah. He got arrested in Georgia for public intoxication and just...
But he claims he was being arrested because he asked the police officer for a cigarette.
And the police officer said no. Shia LaBeouf said, word! And then
he was accusing him of being racist. So I imagine this thing's going to get really big and out of control quickly. So there's just a little clip of Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Once again, losing it.
Maybe, though.
He's 07 Britney.
No. He was never as big as Britney. Sorry. Transformers movies were great and all.
Not really. Okay.
Okay, so if you have a messy room, messy car, or messy desk, you might be a genius. And the reason I said that I'm a genius is because Mandy always complains that my area of the studio is messy.
It is.
It's because I'm a creative genius.
Okay. Okay, we'll go with that. Thanks for now giving my husband an excuse to never clean ever again.
Heck yeah. They say that ideas that were generated in the messy areas were considered far more interesting and creative because people that are always neat and OCD about things, they don't think outside the box. They stay in their 2x2 box.
I'm not OCD, by the way. Yeah. I just like a clean area.
Yeah, I don't. It's because also I feel like this is a guy that made this study because a lot of dudes are just messy.
Yeah. This is just an excuse, fellas.
106.3. Andy's second date update.
I'm sorry.
Really? Good morning, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, it's going good. How are things with you?
All right. Okay. but I do need your help.
Well, I am definitely going to try and help. Tell me a little bit about your date with Leslie.
Well, you know, I liked Leslie for a long time. And about, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago, I finally got up the courage to, like, ask her out.
Good for you. So tell me, how did you guys meet?
You know, I don't remember the first time I met her. She hangs a lot with my friends, and I just met her through them.
Okay. Well, how did your date go?
Pretty terrible.
What? What happened?
Yeah. Well, I made a reservation at this restaurant, and supposedly they didn't have me down.
Uh-oh.
So that looked terrible.
Yes.
And then we had to wait almost an hour, and it was just, like, insane. And after things settled down, we had this awesome meal. But when it came time to pay, my card got rejected.
Oh, no. That's the worst. That seriously is the worst.
The worst.
Well, did you have enough money in your account?
I did. But, like, the bank put a stop on my card because I made some big, like, online purchases earlier that day.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't use my card, and I didn't have enough money on my debit.
Oh, that's awful. Okay. So did she end up having to pay?
Yeah, she paid.
Oh, no. Well, did you give her money for the dinner at least, like later on?
Well, I was kind of hoping that I could give her the money on our next date, but, like, you know, I haven't been able to get in touch with her.
Right. Okay. Well, let's give her a call and get an answer for you, okay?
That would be awesome.
It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today with a high near 91, so it's definitely going to be nice and warm. We were just talking with Phil for second date update. He went out with Leslie. Things went horrible. His card was declined. She ended up having to pay for dinner. He wants to make it up to her, but she won't return his call. So let's see if we can actually get a second date here.
Hello?
Hi, is this Leslie?
Yeah, that's me. Can I help you?
You sure can. This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. I was actually calling because we heard your date with Phil went pretty poorly.
Oh, yeah, you can say that again.
Well, we'd actually like to make that up to you, if that's
how? How are you going to do that?
Well, I kind of want to pay for your dinner, so, you know. You don't have to, and we can even make reservations for you. Absolutely nothing can go wrong on that at that point. Well, maybe.
Are you serious? Is Phil putting you up to this?
No, he's not putting us up to it. He actually asked for help because he wasn't having any luck getting in touch with you. He wanted to offer you dinner again because he felt so bad.
Oh, okay.
Also, I actually have Phil on the line with us. Do you mind if we bring him on?
Moving really fast.
Huh?
Hey, Leslie. Sorry. I mean, I don't mean to overwhelm you or anything.
Hi, you'll be fine. I promise. So do you want to go on another date?
Well, if you guys are paying for it and making the reservation, then yeah, I'm in.
You know, I'm really sorry I messed up that last time. That was my fault.
Yeah, but you know, it's forgivable.
And, you know, and I also want to, like, give you that money back, too. So there's two reasons to see each other.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that. Just show up on time, okay?
Awesome. So we have a second date.
Yes.
Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful time, and glad we can make this work.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, you guys.
It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today. Nice and hot and humid. So just be prepared to sweat a lot.
Bring a towel with you.
All right, so your life is forever about to be changed, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
There's a new toothbrush that cleans your teeth in 10 seconds. I don't even have to hear the commercial on this. I'm sold. I am, like, the biggest impulse buyer ever.
No kidding.
And I love As Seen on TV products, so the fact that there is a toothbrush that cleans your teeth in 10 seconds, and better yet.
Oh, but wait.
There's more. You don't even have to lift a finger. It's what it's like a mouthpiece that you stick in your mouth.
Well, so you got to put it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you want to get technical, Jimmy, you have to lift your hand to put the tooth, the little mouth guard tooth thingy in your mouth.
What?
Anyways, it brushes your teeth perfectly for 10 seconds.
That's bizarre.
10 seconds flat.
I got to see this.
It's called Emma Brush, and it's on Kickstarter right now for just $99.
It's just cheaper than like a Sonicare toothbrush.
I'm saying, I'm sold. Here is just a little bit of the commercial, and I'm telling you, once you hear the commercial, your life is forever going to be changed. You're just going to want to buy it.
You can save up to 100 days of your life just by using Emma Brush.
Yes, please. I want to save 100 days of my life just by using this toothbrush.
Antibacterial silicone kills 99.99% of bacteria.
Where's that one germ?
That 0.01%?
Yeah, I need to know.
No, that's a good germ. Yes, okay. You still want it. Yeah.
Bacteria. It uses the recommended toothbrushing method by dentists. The low voltage technology saves a lot of energy each time you brush your teeth.
The low voltage. I love her voice. See, it's the calming effect.
Is it?
So you're getting this. Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? That is glorious. Too bad it's only 10 seconds because I could actually do a whole lot of stuff brushing my teeth in that time. I mean.
In 10 seconds?
10 seconds is kind of, you know, not a lot of time.
No.
You're not going to buy it?
No.
Why?
Because it takes a minute and a half to brush your teeth. I've never had a cavity doing it the old way.
Jimmy's perfect. He's never had a cavity. It's Mandy in the morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today with a high near 91, which I feel like that's the hottest it's been since I've lived here. All of 5 months.
I think it is, actually.
Really?
It's hotter today than it was yesterday, and yesterday was pretty daggone hot.
All right, Jimmy, so tell us about this famous Michael Phelps shark versus... Here's the teaser.
One trained to be the best since the day he was born. The other has been perfected by evolution. The great white shark meets the greatest of all time. Phelps versus Shark. The battle for ocean supremacy starts Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery.
Man, they're so good with trailers. I immediately want to watch it because of that guy's voice.
They should have named it Goat versus Shark. Because Michael Phelps is the goat.
What?
I'll give you more details about this in just a second.
No, we're talking about it now.
Oh, right now! They're actually going to let Michael Phelps wear a monofin, which is like having a dolphin fin attached to his feet.
Okay, he can't do that. That's cheating. Cheating.
Well, he's a human.
How do you train your whole life and they give you a dolphin flipper?
Because he is the fastest human being in the water. He can swim 5 miles an hour. That's it. A shark can swim at least 25, and that's just chilling, cruising.
So why is he trying to do this? Like, what point is he trying?
Because Discovery Channel's... Do you think Michael Phelps went to Discovery Channel and was like, hey, guys, I've already won all the gold medals, so can I race a shark? No.
That's not how Michael Phelps sounds, but I do enjoy it.
I tried to do the underbite thing. I can't talk like him.
You can't. Oh, that's... I'm immediately offended for him.
What?
You try to talk like an underbite?
No, like I was trying to talk like him, and I can't
because
do his
voice.
Because
he has an underbite? That's so wrong.
He has a very distinct sound when he talks, is what I'm saying. This race is happening in a couple Sundays, and spoiler alert, I don't know who's going to win. Yeah. They're going to be in the open water,
I can tell you who's
going
to win.
They're going to be in the open water, for real. There's nothing in between
them. And by open water, you mean the ocean.
The ocean. They're going to be in the ocean, and there's going to be 15 safety divers, which that just means a shark now has 16 different dinner options.
I'm sorry, what are these 50 safety divers going to do?
I don't know. I guess...
The teaser should be 50 saver divers against one shark.
That was pretty good.
Right?
That was pretty good.
I am the new announcer for my own show. It's Mandy in the morning. On your I can't do it. We're done here.
Okay.
It's Mandy in the morning on your 106.3. It is 8:30, and here's a little behind the scenes. Just pull back the curtain for a second. Jimmy and myself were just arguing on who can give a better tease and about what we're about to talk about. So, Jimmy, go ahead. What was your tease?
If you thought the movie Snakes on a Plane was scary...
Uh-huh.
I bring you Snakes on a Boat. We have audio next.
And then mine. What would you do if you were just casually hanging out on a boat, having some beers, drinking some wine, and all of a sudden a rattlesnake approached your boat? It happened to these people, and I'll tell you about it next.
No, I'll tell you about it next.
I also added the Jaws theme song. It's really awesome. Right now it's Justin Bieber on UR106.3. All right, so I don't know too many people that love snakes. I really don't.
They're weird.
They're ugly. Snakes are ugly, and they creep me out, and they're scary. Anyways, some people in California were on a lake the other day and saw a rattlesnake swimming up to the boat.
Oh.
They thought it was funny. Like, if I saw the snake swimming up to the boat, I would be freaking out. Just, I'd be like, turn it on. Let's go find a different location.
Maybe there's not a lot of snakes around there, and they don't know what to do around snakes. They don't understand.
Well, as you said earlier this morning when I was telling you about the story, you were like, snakes swim?
I knew certain snakes swim. Like, I knew water moccasins, and there's, like, water snakes, but I didn't know rattlesnakes
swim. Yes, they can swim. It's creepy, too, when they... it gives me the creeps thinking about it. But anyways, these people think it's hilarious, and they actually recorded all of it. And I thought it would be fun with all this shark talk about Michael Phelps and all this stuff to add the Jaws theme song behind it because they're on a lake, you know. But it's kind of and the snake is swimming. It's poisonous.
I get it.
Okay. You got it for real?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Anyways, here is the audio of these people. It's unraveling as the snake is swimming up. Keep in mind, though, I added the Jaws theme song. It's really funny. It's right.
Hey, snakey snake. Whoa! He's trying to get up.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's crawling up the side. Oh my god! He was on the top.
What if he climbs up on the teak? Let's get out of here.
Oh my god! He is trying to, he's going to the back.
Oh, no.
He's going to get on.
Oh, no.
Let's go fast.
Oh, fast. He's on the boat. He's on the boat.
He's dead. The snake is dead. They're taking a picture. Didn't it sound much more intense?
That was mentally exhausting.
I'm saying, good for them, though. For
that was like the ending of a really B-grade sci-fi movie. Like,
still alive.
It's still alive, they said.
Yeah, I'm done with the surfing.
All right, I'm surfing. Get with that snake.
Whoever's going next has to get in right here.
Okay.
Apparently, they're surfing on the lake. Anyways, there you go, folks. Snake swim. Charlie Puth, attention. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Going to have partly cloudy skies today with a high near 91. I totally forgot what I was about to say.
Oh, Burger Week.
Yes, Burger Week. Thank you. I was going to say, Jimmy, we aren't doing our best to be locals here yet.
Oh, I haven't eaten a burger yet.
This is Burger Week. Right here in Lexington. And we asked on Facebook, like, where are some of the best places to go grab a burger?
There's like 100.
Yeah, there's so many. And I want to try them all. And I said I was going to, and we haven't at all. Period.
So we have to go.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I think there's 49 different burgers.
Huh?
That there are to try.
49 different, are you like 49 different places or
no.
just different
well,
types of burgers?
Well, I think there's one at each place, but yeah, there's 49 different specialties.
I am so hungry, so I could definitely go for a burger. So we're going to do this today, yes?
Yeah, there's a place like right below us, I think, that's on the list.
Tony's?
I think.
They have a burger?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know any of the names of places here. I've only been here a month. I just know where they are. And I go by smell. I just walk outside and I just follow
just
my
follow
nose.
Your
I'm
nose.
Like a beagle, so.
I was thinking more of like the Fruit Loops, the toucan.
Nope.
He's always like, follow my note. Okay.
Hmm.
Anyways, if you have any suggestions on, like, the best places to go get a burger, we'd love to hear it because we keep talking about this and we've yet to go have one.
Or if you go eat one, post a picture on our Facebook page and we'll copy you and then go eat that burger.
Yeah. Let's go get a burger.